Gaddafi's brutal regime has affected Libya's literature as well. Some of its finest novelists write veiled narratives filled with allegory and a kind of Baroque symbolism. Hisham Matar is one novelist who's chosen to take on the repression directly, both in his critically acclaimed first novel and now his new one, Anatomy of a Disappearance. We reached him at his home in London. Hisham Matar says when Muammar Gaddafi first came to power as a revolutionary liberator, he ushered in a brief golden age of literature, a golden age that ended completely and suddenly in the late 1970s.
In 1 year, he imprisoned a huge number of writers. They were almost kind of trapped. You know, the Revolutionary Committee set up a sort of big literary festival, if you like, and then they just captured all the writers, they tortured them, and they put them in prison. And that generation of writers spent minimum 10 years in prison. I know people who have been in prison for 15 years just because their only crime is that they're a novelist or a poet or a short story writer.
So Gaddafi set up a sort of trap. He actually put on the festival in order to round up the writers?
Yes, but he also sent trucks. For example, I remember as a young boy, all these beautiful bookshops in Tripoli, army trucks went to them with lists of books that the regime had decided were not appropriate, and these books were gathered up and burnt in the Green Square. So writers have for a long time been problematic for the regime. Dictatorship, by its essence, is interested in one narrative, an intolerant narrative, and writers are interested in a multiplicity of narratives and conflicting empathies and what the other is thinking and feeling. And that completely unsettles the dictatorial project.
Your own writing is much more forthright about political experiences than some others. Both of your novels deal with a political disappearance. And I wonder if that is inspired, it certainly is similar to something in your own life, and that is that your father was kidnapped in Cairo 21 years ago and has been missing ever since.
You're right in the sense that what has happened to my father, who was a political dissident who was tortured, imprisoned, and then disappears in the political prisons in Libya, so we continue not to know whether he's alive or dead. When somebody dies, it's final, or at least to us it seems final. But when somebody disappears, the possibility of them existing in the same moment, in the same day, the same year, under the same moon, under the same sun, is a very vivid possibility. And what it does to the nature of the grief is uniquely different from the nature of the grief and longing when somebody dies. And so I wanted to try to make something hopefully beautiful from this, which on some level to me, doing that, in other words, being able to sing about the terrible things, to me is an act of resistance. It is a way to say, I will make art even out of this.
You wrote in the first days of these protests in March about the fact that one of the early effects of those protests was the release of prisoners. And among them was your uncle and your two cousins, who had been in prison since 1990. What was the first thing that your uncle said to you?
Actually, the first thing that my uncle said to me when I spoke with him over the phone was, what's this I hear about you being shortlisted for the Booker Prize? So my uncle was keen to remind me that he was connected to the world. And then we talked for a long time because he was in the car being driven home. So we talked for about an hour. And there was this wonderful portion of our conversation in which every sentence he said started with, do you remember? And, you know, it was a marvelous proof, you know, his humor, his ability to remember all these wonderful details when I was young, how he used to push my bike, how the sort of cinnamon hot drinks I liked when I was a kid, and all of these things that he remembered, just reminded me how, you know, there's only so much you can do to a man. You know, you can do a great deal. You could steal from them time and ability and possibility. But you can't erase that thing, that spirit, you know. And I'm amazed by my uncle Mahmoud Matar, because he is speaking about forgiveness and he's speaking about, you know, reconciliation. And it's a marvelous thing. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Hisham Matar's latest novel, Anatomy of a Disappearance, comes out in the U.S. this summer.